The assembly of the saints is not arbitrary. And if it is ever neglected, I'm not saying that's what we were doing, but I want you to know, if it is ever neglected by any individual, that individual works for the destruction of their family, of their community, and of their nation. How we worship God impacts the wider society. And as America gets further and further away from its foundation and the vision and burden that many had and the godliness that once existed, the temptation of our hearts, even as the Lord's people, is we need to deal with the social issues, the injustices between men, and all the things that are going on. And this whole event has brought me right back to think, no, our focus is this. Am I worshiping God aright? Am I worshiping God aright? Is there idolatry in my heart? Is there anything that threatens and seeks to steal away my affections toward the one true and living God? The best thing every individual, and this is the takeaway this morning, the best thing for every one of us to do is to challenge our own hearts and have this whole experience be a searching experience in relation to, is there any false worship, any idolatry, any breach of the first table in my life? Because if there is, I am part of the societal problem rather than the solution. I cannot prioritize abortion and other matters relating to marriage and all the other ills that relate to the politics of the land. And I can't prioritize that. If I prioritize that, I miss the point. Every reformation, I say it again, every reformation of the Old Testament began with a right worship of God. And from that, equity would proceed. From that, the society would change. From that, God would work. And every believer is obligated before God to hear the call of Christ to put Him first.